This morning, we're actually starting a new series, which is called Fruitfulness on the Front Line. I don't know if anybody's come across this material at all before. I know a few of you have. It's something I've used in the past and I got a lot out of, and I wanted to have the pleasure of sharing it with you, really, so that you might experience it as well. We're going to follow this series through till Easter. And we're going to be exploring different aspects of what it means to be fruitful or purposeful people in every part of our lives. So there's a little bit of a spoiler there about what it's going to be, but the idea is for us to think about what it means to be fruitful. So it seems a really timely thing for us to consider. I know as a church you've had the image, haven't you, of the tree with grafted branches bearing fruit. And that's been one of your visual images that you've used as you've moved forward. So I think it's going to be really helpful to give us some space to think about what fruitfulness is and what that might mean for us here. And some of you, as we've started to move forward in mission, and it was great to share some of the life of the church at church night last week. It's exciting. There's lots of exciting green shoots that are beginning to appear. But I wonder in all of this whether you wonder, where do I actually fit in to this? How can I make my contribution? I don't feel significant enough maybe to be part of this. Well, this series is for you because as we work through each week and look at different aspects of fruitfulness, I believe that you will connect with different bits and realise that you're part of this story as well. So it's about encouraging, it's about encouragement, and it's also about stretching us a little bit as well. And I'm going to be using some material that's produced by LICC. You might have heard me talking about this organisation before. It's called the London Institute of Christianity. For those of you that know, it was set up originally by John Stott. So that's the sort of background for it. It's good material, it's good theology in there as well, and it's really relevant. It's an organisation that is about relevance, speaking into our culture. So I hope you're going to enjoy it. For those that are really keen, you might want to join in with some reading. You don't have to, but this is the book that goes along with the series. It's called Fruitfulness on the Front Line by a guy called Mark Green, who works for LICC. So you might want to pick a copy of that up. And also, if you go onto the LICC website, there's lots and lots of resources there, visual resources, pictures, all sorts of things. And just pop that in and you can have a look. But as we start, I'm going to read a foundational text that's right at the centre of this resource that I'm going to use to help us worship this morning. And I'm going to read from Colossians 1. And if you particularly want to pick out a book of the Bible that will help with this series, read through Colossians over the next few months, because there's lots of really helpful advice that Paul gives to that church about fruitfulness. So that's another thing you could do if you want to join in. But I'm going to read from Colossians 1. Could we have the slides up, please, Marion? If you want to grab it in the church Bible, I'm going to be starting from Colossians 1 and reading verse 15 to 20. Right, here it is up on the screen. So this is what Paul writes to the church there. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. So this series, it begins with Jesus. He's the foundation for this series. He's its inspiration. And that's where we start together as a church, as we begin this journey together for the next few months. We start with Jesus. Paul tells us that Jesus is the first in all creation. He's the head of the church. He's our boss. Jesus, who reaches out to heaven, and he does it in a way that longs for reconciliation, who reaches out to creation. And it's possible because of his death that makes peace, which is available for each one of us. And this is where fruitfulness begins. It begins with knowing Jesus. Without that, we cannot be fruitful. I don't know if you remember, right way back when I first arrived, we spent quite a lot of time looking at John 15, that lovely image of the fruit that was part of the vine. And Jesus talks about words like abiding, living in me. So without starting with Jesus, without being rooted deep in him, that's the word from Colossians that Paul uses, we can't be fruitful. So it's really important that we say that as a statement of value and belief as we start this series. So as we continue to think about this morning and our introduction to fruitfulness on the front line, there's some really important things that those verses in Colossians that we read can teach us as we begin this journey of learning about fruitfulness. The first thing is that the whole of creation matters to God. It's really important to him, every part. And then these lovely verses in Colossians, they tell us something about Jesus and why he was sent to earth. He was sent to reconcile all things, every part of life. The bits that we feel comfortable with, some of that might be packaged up into church and what we do in church. He was sent for that and for us. But also for the less safe places of life, the places that are more challenging, some of the areas that are maybe unresolved. Jesus was sent for those things too, to reconcile all things. And these verses in Colossians tell us that God cares. He cares about here as we do church. He loves his church. He loves us. But it also compares back and cares for every aspect of creation. And that's quite a mind shift, I think, for church generally across our nation. We spent maybe a long time focusing a lot on church itself and God working in the church, which of course is really important. And God does that, his care and love for us, his faithfulness to us is there. But there's also something in these verses in Colossians about the fact that God is also, he also cares and loves what's happening out there as much as what's happening in here. And that's something which kind of sets the foundation for this series. It's about how we can be fruitful people, how God can use us as church, what happens here as we gather together, but also what happens out there as well, because God is concerned and loves all the world, all the universe. What's reassuring about these verses that we've read, these amazing verses that Paul wrote to Colossae, was that he wrote them to quite ordinary people. The majority of the people that he would have written to would be quite ordinary people like us. Colossae was a sort of a slightly down at heel place. It was sort of on the edge, just an ordinary type of place, really. The people in that church would have probably been farmers and looked after sheep and dyed wool and maybe sold a few things, textiles and things. Some of them would have been slaves, scraping a life together. But Paul encourages them to look up and to look out from their ordinary lives and think about who Jesus is and what he's done for them. And that's where fruitfulness starts for us. It starts with our own relationship with Jesus. And then it means that we then start to look outwards as we begin to get a mindset God's mindset for the world that he created. So this series is going to have a few challenges in it as well, because it asks us to look at our own lives, and it asks us to think about what it means to have integrity as believers, living out our faith, not just on Sundays, but into all parts of our lives. And it might also help us just to reflect where we go and what we do, and if that's the place that God wants to change and bless and renew. So get ready for a little bit of a challenge as we start to do and think about some of these things. The series itself uses this idea of front lines, which is why it's called Fruitfulness on the Front Line. And what it's trying to capture is those everyday places that we find our lives outside of our Sunday life or gathering when we're gathering as church. So to understand that a little bit more, I've got a film clip for us. Can we have a look at this, Marion? It might help explain what they mean by this term frontline.
When Jesus says, go into all the world, I wonder, what comes to mind? Maybe some teeming, steaming city far away. Maybe some remote sun-drenched tropical island. Maybe. But for now, what if there's also a mission field right under your nose? A front line in the bit of the world you already spend time in. At work. Or working out. At the school gate. Or the factory gate. At the grocer's. Or with the grandkids. With friends. Or at the footy. Down your street. Or down the pub. What if where you are now really matters? What if you found out that who you are makes a massive impact where you are, and little old you began to change the culture around you? What if your words made a world of difference, and God could be in the smallest things you do? What if you discovered how love does change everything, and how actually, amazingly, God has already been working in and through you, and isn't stopping anytime soon? So come explore together and see how you can equip and encourage one another to grow in fruitfulness on the front line.
So that gives you a little bit of taster of what front lines might be. And of course, all our front lines are really different. We all have them in different places, and they're all going to be different. So what I'm going to suggest we do just for a few minutes is just give an opportunity to maybe turn around to four or five or people around your table and just talk about where your front line might be. You might want to do this online as well, in a group. And just share where you're at, what your week might be like, and where are the places that God takes you in your normal life. And what are they like? Are they easy places to be? Are they fun places to be? Are they challenging? And just share a little bit about where your front lines are. So we're just going to do that just for a few minutes. Let's just have a few places shouted out, maybe just one word which might be a front line. Have we got any from our Zoom group, any frontline places that you find yourself?
Neighbours, family, volunteering in a hospital, and builders.
Builders, so that's quite an interesting one. Neighbours, volunteering, hospital.
Family
and people doing builds, people that come into your home. That's a really good one. Does anyone else want to shout a few out? What else have we got?
The gym.
Coffee shop.
Office.
The office, yeah. The train, on the commuting. Yeah, we've got a few folks that commute. That's quite a challenging place, isn't it, to have a fruitfulness on your front line there. Any other places?
Football.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Or Watford.
That's very challenging.
Any other places?
Doctor's surgery,
yeah. The people that we come in contact with through lots of different services that we might receive. Being with family, grandchildren and children. That's an amazing front line, isn't it? Yeah, and friendships that we have at the school gate. Another one. Anyone else want to add one more? Dog walking, fantastic. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. I hope you're getting a flavour of how rich and diverse our front lines are. And what a privilege, isn't it, that as we gather here We're sent out by God every week to go into this amazing place. So I want you to think about that and hold on to some of your frontline places as we're talking about that. So a bit of a roundup. We've thought about how Jesus is the reason for our fruitfulness, that he's the source of us bearing fruit. And we've also talked about how we can be people who live here in church and meet together, but are also sent out. And there's a helpful slide, Marion. Could you pop the slides back? Oh, here we are. I don't know if you've seen this before. It's a term that's come from LICC, this idea of being a people who are gathered together, which is what we're doing today. And that's really important. So we need to be together. We need to be able to build one another up for encouragement, cheering one another on, for learning. We need gathering. So that's what we're doing today. But then also God sends us out. We're scattered all over the place. You can just hear just from the examples of frontline that just our small group here, our church, you think about it across the nation, but that we're in all sorts of places during the week. When you read the book, they give you some interesting statistics. They suggest that the majority of believers or Christians spend about 5 hours together. Some people might feel it's a lot longer than that. But around about 5 hours during the week when they're together. But we actually are about 115 hours when we're out in our frontline places, which is quite significant, isn't it? And when you think about our church history, particularly in this country, we've invested a lot of energy into those 5 hours when we're together. But much less on equipping one another for those 115 hours as we live our lives in faith in the places that God takes us to. And I'm really thankful that as a church you're up for this and that you want to explore what this means for us as a people, as you've explored what it means to be more missional. And that's really encouraging that we're beginning to equip one another and think about how we might be able to go out and be out on our frontline places. I'm going to quickly share with you a biblical example of this. I'm sure you can think of lots of examples of people out on their frontline, but this is going to the Old Testament and into Kings. See if you recognise this story. The book of Kings, it tells us of a girl who had no name. She'd been taken into slavery after a raiding party into Israel. She'd been trafficked into a neighbouring country to become a slave to an enemy commander's wife. She was isolated from her people. She'd been taken from her family. Nothing but slavery to look forward to. And she must have wondered where God was in that place. Just a young, insignificant girl in the wrong job, in the wrong place, with the wrong people, with the wrong present and the wrong future. Yet, as she worked, she discovered something. She discovered that her master was ill. He was suffering from leprosy, which many of you know in Old Testament times was not something that you wanted to have. She could have chosen at that point to just condemn her master. She had every reason to, I guess. Leave him to suffer. Yet she doesn't do that. She steps forward and she courageously speaks out and gives him some advice, which must have taken a lot of courage to do that. She tells him that there's someone in her own country, a prophet called Elisha, that can help him. And so Naaman, her master, checks in with the king. So the king gets to hear about this. And he makes the decision, or is given permission, to go into the neighbouring country to seek some healing. And as he does that, he encounters a God who not only heals him, but brings him to faith. This amazing story of an insignificant young woman who made a huge difference to the community and the people that she lived with and worked with. She was powerless. She was a servant. And yet God used her to heal and to transform a difficult situation and bring blessing to others. And that's what fruitfulness can look like for us. Sometimes we might be in places that are quite difficult, not ideal, and not really where we want to be. God can use those places and can use us in those places. We notice how she responded out of genuine care for her master. And it also involves some courage and risk, and she took that as well. So that's a real example of someone living out their faith with integrity, with courage, in a frontline situation. And I'm sure your situation is nothing like that, but it just gives you a flavour for what this series is all about. So, fruitfulness, what does it look like? At its simplest, it's any attitude or word or action that pleases and glorifies God. When Paul's praying for Colossians, a little bit further on from the verses that we looked at earlier, he asks that they might live a life worthy of Jesus and please him in every way. Bearing fruit, he uses that term, in every good work. And for Paul, that personal fruitfulness, it's about growing in knowledge of the Lord, but it's also about responding with power and strength in situations. And it looks like endurance, it looks like patience, it looks like joy. And the Bible gives us other characteristics that we might notice for fruit. You're going to recognise these. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The fruit of the Spirit looks like these. That's what we're looking for when we're looking for fruit. And other biblical writers have described it as an experience of what the kingdom is going to be like a taste of what the kingdom is going to be like. As we see fruitfulness with God, it looks like shalom. It looks like a place where God might be. It involves things like physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, complete, beautiful, whole, wholeness. That's the kind of fruit that is a fruitfulness of God's kingdom. And I don't know about you, but I would like that more and more present in my home, in the communities that I'm in the families that I have contact with during the week here, with the older people that I speak to. I long for that for the workplaces, for my family, that they might look like this place of fruitfulness. Do you want that where you are, in your families, in your communities, in your neighbourhood, your street? Are you longing for those kind of qualities, those characteristics to be present in our nation? Wouldn't that be amazing if that was the case? So how can we make fruitfulness actually happen? Well, first of all, we've talked about putting our roots deep down into Jesus. And that's essential. We start with him. But there's some other really practical things that we can think of about what this might look like. And I don't know if you want to pop the next slide up for me there, Marion. This is about fruit. So when you look at a fruit bowl, which of the fruit bowls do you, or pictures, would you like? Would you like a fruit bowl just full of bananas? Or do you fancy this one over here with the grapes and the strawberries and the blueberries and raspberries? The raspberries look lovely, don't they? Do you fancy that one? I think I do. That variety, the beauty of the fruit with all the variety. And one of the things that we can kind of think about when we're thinking about fruitfulness is the idea that fruitfulness only looks like the idea of evangelism, just like one fruit, like banana, just having one fruit. And that's all that matters to God. And of course it does. Evangelism is really important. Speaking out faith. And we're going to be talking about that actually in one of our services. We're going to put one of the services aside just to think about what it looks like to talk about faith and share our faith. That's part of the series. But of course, sharing faith and being present in the places that we are can look lots of different ways. It's not just that, it's other things as well. And this is where this series is really helpful, and I hope that we're going to learn something from. And LICC talk about the idea of the six M's, which you're going to hear about through the series. So if you pick up the little tag, the little card on the table there, you can take these away with you. You might need to put your glasses on to read them because it's quite small. But you can look down on this side where it says, Father, help me to, and it gives you six characteristics of what fruitfulness looks like. And we're going to spend each time we look at the series in our small groups and also in our gatherings together. We're going to explore what fruitfulness looks like. So it looks like, first of all, modelling godly character. We're going to think about what that actually means. How do we live out our faith in a godly way in the places that God takes us to? It also looks like making good works. What does it mean to do a good work? And how do we go about doing that? That's going to be another Sunday. How do we minister grace and love to people? That challenge of doing that, what does that look like? Another quite challenging thing, how do we mould or influence the cultures that we're in to bring all these wonderful qualities of God's kingdom, of completeness, of beauty, of wholeness, of shalom, of peace, of kindness, of goodness? How do we bring those into the environments that we work in, into our work cultures, into the way that we talk to people in shops, for example? There's going to be some really challenging things just to think about. And then a mouthpiece for justice. How do we speak up? What happens when we're in a scenario in our family situation or in our work environment or in the club that we're involved in where there's an injustice being done? What do we do? How do we deal with those sorts of situations? And then finally, the final session is about how we can be a messenger of the gospel. How can we use our words and have conversations that are full of fruitfulness, that bless other people and lead people to Jesus? So that gives you a bit of a flavour of the different fruits we're going to taste and see over the next few weeks. And hopefully you will connect with some of them. Some of them you'll think, well, I'm already doing that. That's really encouraging. I think that will be the case. I think you'll be surprised as we go through some of this. Other bits you might think, well, I'd like to be able to do that a bit better. Or I think God is actually putting in my mind a particular person or a situation that I would like to be able to have more integrity with or live out my faith in that situation more. And we're here then to encourage each other and pray for one another. And hopefully this series will equip us as well, help us think and grow in this area of what it means to be fruitful in our front lines. So as I finish up now, I'm just going to encourage you, if you're able to, could you just stand? Sometimes it's good just to change our position and have a little bit of a think about what we're going to do with some of this information. So I'm going to invite you just to pray with me in your mind. If you'd like to do this, it's very much up to you. But an opportunity just to sort of process just for a minute what you've heard. And just an opportunity to say to the Lord, I'm up for this. I want to learn what this is about, this fruitfulness on the front line. And I'm going to give myself to you now, Lord, and ask you to start by your Holy Spirit beginning to change me and grow me in this area. So I'm just going to give you a minute if you want to pray that. Please pray that now. You might have a particular issue that you're already thinking about for this week and you want help for it. So again, I'm just going to give you a second just to think, give to God, if there's a particular person that you've been thinking about that you want to speak to or bless or encourage this week, just think of them. You might be struggling with something at work and you really want God to be present in that situation. You might be really wanting to be faithful in your faith in a difficult situation. Just give you a moment to think about those things. Father, we just give you our thoughts and our prayers. Thank you that you know everything about us. You know the people that we are. You know our strengths and weaknesses. You know some of the challenges that we're going to face this week and the weeks ahead. You know our frontline places and where we go into. And we just lift up our prayers to you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.